You're listening to a podcast from Victory. Knowing God means knowing His greatness in our lives. Learn more in week 5 of Knowing God.
You know, today is the last installment of our series, okay? And we are hoping and we are really believing God that, you know, the past 5 Sundays the Lord has been ministering to you. The Lord has been really bringing you into a deeper level of understanding and knowing Him. Okay, and it's our faith and hope, okay, that the teachings that have been shared here, okay, has really been helpful to you. All right, so this is our last installment today. We're going to talk about God's greatness. I just want us to stand on our feet right now. Let's read Psalm 145. Okay lang po ba? Medyo mahaba ba tong psalm na to? I'd like to read it all for us. I believe it's good to read everything. Okay, this is a psalm, a song of praise of David. Psalm 145, you can read along with me. Okay, if you have your Bibles, I do want to encourage you to bring your Bible. Okay, so Psalm 145. I will extol you, my God and King, and bless your name forever and ever. Every day I will bless you and praise your name forever and ever. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised, and His greatness is unsearchable. One generation shall commend your works to another and shall declare your mighty acts. On the glorious splendor of your majesty and on your wondrous works I will meditate. They shall speak of the might of your awesome deeds, and I will declare your greatness. They shall pour forth the fame of your abundant goodness and shall sing aloud of your righteousness. The Lord is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love. The Lord is good to all, and His mercy is over all that He has made. All your works shall give thanks to you, O Lord, and your saints shall bless you. They shall speak of your glory, of your kingdom, and tell of your power to make known to your children of men your mighty deeds and the glorious splendor of your kingdom. Your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and your dominion endures throughout all generations. The Lord is faithful in all His words and kind in all His works. The Lord upholds all who are falling and raises up all who are bowed down. The eyes of all look to you, and you give them their food in due season. You open your hand, you satisfy the desires of every living thing. The Lord is righteous in all His ways and kind in all His works. The Lord is near to all who call on Him, to all who call on Him in truth. He fulfills the desire of those who fear Him. He also hears their cry and saves them. The Lord preserves all who love Him, but all the wicked He will destroy. My mouth will speak the praise of the Lord, and let all flesh bless His holy name forever and ever. Let us pray. Lord, thank You for Your word. Speak to us, Lord, today. Give us ears to hear what You want to say and eyes to see what You want to show us, Lord. Show us Your glory, God. Enable our minds to understand, Lord. We open our hearts, Lord God, right now. Thank You for this time. We bless You. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. All right, you may go ahead and have a seat. Thank you so much. All right, so, you know, like I've said a while ago, no, as we begin this year, it's really our prayer that we get to know God more. I know many of us have come to know God. We have testimonies in the previous years of God's faithfulness and God's greatness in our life. But I believe that God has more for us. Amen po ba yan? Do you agree? Okay, so now, how many of you here want to grow in your faith, okay, this year? Okay, at least to the next level. Let me see hands. Great, you know. I believe that God honors that desire if we want to grow, okay, in faith, to have greater and stronger faith. Alam niyo po, last Sunday, I wasn't here. I was in a retreat, no? Spirit Empowerment Retreat. And really, 26 years. I've been a Christian for 26 years. But hearing, really, Pastor Jure, Bishop Jure, of course, no, Bishop, and the testimony of how awesome, okay, God has displayed His faithfulness to him and his life. Talagang, wow. And I've learned so much. Parang sa heart ko, Lord, gusto ko rin nun. Lord, gusto ko maranasan, Lord. Lord, yung ganun, Lord. Marami na akong naranasan kay Lord. Pero alam kong meron pa. Marami pang gustong gawin si Lord sa buhay natin. Amen po ba? Do you agree in that? Yeah, and that is our faith. No? But I want us to understand that our faith is directly influenced in how much we know God. Are you with me? Our faith is directly influenced on how much we know God. How much we know God will determine how much we will trust Him. How strong our faith will be in trusting Him. No matter what trials, no matter what difficulties and challenges that will come our way. You know, knowing and understanding God's greatness, I believe, would bring our faith to the next level. We've got to see and understand the greatness of God, who He is. Not just in what He has done on other people, hello, but also personally. I believe that God can be great in your personal life, in your personal walk. After all, the Bible says, having faith as small as a mustard seed. Okay, kung nakakita na kayo ng mustard seed, mas maliit pa yun sa sesame seed. Okay, if you have faith as mustard, as small as mustard seed, that is already enough to move God to do greater things, to move mountains for you. Isn't that amazing? All it takes, okay? As long as there's faith there, you don't have to, you know, borrow someone else's faith. Hello? You don't have to be someone else you are not. You just have to learn to, you know, see God, how faithful He is, and know that, understand that, and come into a place of believing, so that when you are in a place of believing, you come into a place of seeing the greatness of God in your life. You know, greatness, let me define, means the quality of being superior in a particular sphere, okay? And I believe that we all want to be great, okay, in what we do, okay, in the things that we are good at, okay? Some people are good at music. Some are really great musicians. Some people are great communicators. Some people are great writers, okay? Some people are great, okay, not just good, but they are great in some stuff. Okay, so how many of you here, you know, sa tingin mo, kay meron kang may abilidad ka, okay, on that area na at least medyo kahit pa paano, really, it brings about a significant influence not just in your life, but with others. I believe each one of us have, okay? And even as we continue to develop that, we will grow, okay? People would spend a lot of money, a lot of time, a lot of energy to achieve greatness. Sometimes they would sacrifice the things that they should not sacrifice just to achieve greatness, right? So, but when they, you know, pag nandun na siya sa greatness and then something happened na parang kay nagkaroon ng abirya, all right? They are discouraged, they are depressed. And we see people who are great achievers take their own life, okay? Come into ruin. Grabe, no? May mga ganun, you know? So, because really, I believe only when we know God and how great He is, will we really come into a place na hindi natin kailangan mag-pursue yung personal greatness natin. Kundi i-pursue natin yung greatness ni God. Because He is the one who is able to do great things in and through us and on our behalf. I believe that when we come to a place of really knowing and understanding the greatness of God, we would say that, Lord, I want to pursue Your greatness. I want to honor You. I want others to know how great You are in my life. And it's not about us anymore. It's not about our personal, you know, skills and talents. It's about God using the very skills and talents that He has given us, bringing us into a level where we can honor Him, okay? Greatly. So King David in this Psalm 145 speaks of the greatness of God. Okay, he describes the greatness of God using his limited knowledge. Okay, bakit limited? Kasi no mind can really comprehend the greatness of God. No, I will get into that later. Okay, so he had no knowledge of modern science. He didn't know the vastness of the universe. Wala silang mga high-tech telescope noon. Okay, titingin lang sila ni stars. Okay, imagination lang lahat by faith. Right, by imagination, by their understanding of who God is. Okay, they make confessions. Okay, so they don't understand how complicated the body is and how it works. Okay, so they are just simply amazed and take credit to the fact that it's God who has done all of this. And make a conclusion that God is great. Okay, so now according to King David, God's greatness is immeasurable. You say that with me. Immeasurable. Psalm 145 verse 3 says, "Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised, and His greatness is unsearchable." Unsearchable actually means cannot be measured, no? Cannot be fathomed. Okay? Hindi mo masukat sa iyong imagination, sa iyong understanding. It cannot be comprehended. Okay? So, some other translation in NLT, New Living Translation, it says, "Great is the Lord, He is most worthy of praise. No one can measure His greatness." Okay, no one can measure, immeasurable. Okay, hindi mo talaga, you know, our imagine. How many of you know that our imagination is so powerful? You can create things. You can even fly in your imagination. You can become a robot in your imagination. That's how powerful your imagination is. But you know what? No matter how powerful our imagination is, it can never comprehend the greatness of God. Kulang at kulang pa rin. Because the greatness of God can never be measured. In NIV, they use the word fathom. Okay? Hindi mo, alam mo yan, hindi mo lubos maisip. Tama ba yan? Okay? Kung gaano, okay? Ka-great si God. Okay, so, now, when it comes to human greatness can be measured. Alam niyo po ba yan? It can be measured. Those who are considered greatest of all time. Diba? Pag meron mga ganyan sa sports, you know, greatest of all time. Okay? Ibig lang sabihin nun, they have made significant records, okay, of what they are doing. For example, Manny Pacquiao. Okay? Manny Pacquiao is the first and only boxer who won 8 division championships. Okay, 8 division. Nagsimula siya nung payatot pa siya na parang pang-kinder yung boxing niya, you know? And then, ano ba yung mga lightweight, super lightweight, extra lightweight, okay? So, para ang daming lightweight. 8 division yun. At bawat division na yun, champion siya. Ano ba yung last division niya? Featherweight na, no? Featherweight, okay? So, parang, ibig sabihin, yung feather, ang gaan-gaan nun, di ba? Bago yun, mas magaan pa siya, lightweight. Paperweight, okay? So, featherweight. Parang pang feather, lumilipad yun, eh, no? Ganun kagaan, ganun kanipis. Alright, so, and he's the, no one else, okay, on record have achieved that. That's why he is considered to be, okay, the greatest boxer of all time. Okay, the greatest of all time. Usain Bolt, okay, an Olympian, a runner, okay, the fastest human alive ever timed, okay, won 8 Olympic gold medals, okay? Hence he is the greatest sprinter of all time. Tumatakbo po ako pero jogging, okay? May kasamang sightseeing yung takbo ko. Ito, tchung! Okay, ganun. Ma-record nito, okay? 8 seconds ata, no? In 100 meters. Something like that. Could you imagine that? 8 seconds, tchung! Nandun na siya sa kabilang kanto. Pambira. Kaya nga, Bolt, eh, no? Stephen Curry, okay? How many of you know Stephen Curry? Okay, so, made a record of 402.3 points in a season. 402 three-point shots. Okay, hindi yan, 402 points, ha? 402 times 3. Three-point shot, okay? So, okay, and then 13 three-points in a game, in an NBA game. 13 three-points in one game. Hence, he is the greatest shooter of all time. Okay, so, when it comes to three-points. But human greatness, okay, has limits. It can be measured, but God's greatness can never be measured. God is all-present, God is all-knowing, God is all-powerful. God's greatness is never limited, can never be measured. Mag-Google ka ng mga taong ito, okay, and they will show you, okay, the records. Hanggang doon na lang, okay? Ewan ko kung aakyat pa ng heavyweight si Pacquiao, you know? Hindi na siguro, okay? So, pero hanggang doon na lang talaga. But the greatness of God, come on now, is beyond measure. Right? So, you'll Google it. Gano ka great si God? What is the measure of God's greatness? I doubt if you can find an answer to that, okay, in Google. Okay, so, because that's how great God is, okay? So, secondly, in this psalm, David said, the greatness of God is not only immeasurable, but it's also infinite. Can you say that with me? Infinite. Verse 13, okay, he said, "For your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom. You rule throughout all generations. You know, David said that God's greatness is immeasurable. It can never be fathomed. In other words, hindi natin talaga ma-contain, ma-i-box si God. Okay, so, but, listen, we can know the greatness of God. Kahit hindi natin maintindihan at ma-measure kung gaano ka-great si God, we still can understand. God will find a way in His greatness to help us understand. We can know, okay, the greatness of God. Not only that, God's greatness is infinite, okay, it's beyond, okay, it's everlasting. It's beyond time, okay, it's beyond this world. Human greatness is finite, okay. Lahat tayo, okay, meron tayong appointment, whether you like it or not, whether you believe it or not, whether you are ready or not, all of us, we will have an appointment with death. Alright, that's one thing for sure, okay? Because we are finite. No matter how great we are, no matter what we have achieved, okay, there's an end to it. But you know what? God's greatness has no end. God's greatness is from everlasting to everlasting. Okay? You know, noong mga panahon ni... Noong mga auntie at mga tito natin, okay? At mga lola, wag na lang tayo magtawag ng pangalan, eh, no? So, mga panahon ng mga auntie at mga tito natin, okay? So, talagang ang pinaka-hottest love team noon is si Sharon and Gabby Cuneta. Sharon Cuneta and Gabby Concepcion. Oh, sino sa inyo? Okay, talagang Sharonian dito. Right? Mga Sharonian, okay? So, ako, may Sharon na ako, eh. So, rock and roll. Okay, so, pero sa panahon ko, oh, di ba? Sa panahon ko, John Lloyd Cruz and Bea Alonzo. Okay, so, panahon ko, okay, so. Ngayon, mga panahon ngayon, panahon ko to, you know? So, yung mga panahon ngayon, mga ano na eh, Nadine Lustre, okay, at James Reed. Tama ba yung pag-pronounce ko? Yan na, talagang wow. So, alam mo yun, tate talagang, woo! Pero, kumukupas din eh, no? Hello? Kahit anong gawin natin, okay? Kahit gaano kaganda, kahit, you know, gaano kasikat, okay? Kumukupas din. Okay, time somehow, okay, makes it finite, okay? Tomorrow, okay? The woman that is held to be the most beautiful, okay, the greatest of all women, okay, si Pia Wurzbach will transfer, okay, will give up her crown and give it to the one who will be declared, okay, the Miss Universe. Okay, so 1 year lang. 1 year lang yung greatness of being a Miss Universe. Okay, so there is limitation, okay, because human greatness is finite, but God's greatness is infinite. It's everlasting to everlasting. It's eternal. And you know what's amazing? We can even experience the eternal life of God. Yes, we die. Hello? Yes, we have an appointment with death. Whether you like it or not, whether you're ready or not, whether you believe it or not, there will be an appointment with death. But God in His greatness gives us the faith to believe and the hope and the promise, a sure promise, that we can cross over from death to eternal life. That's how great God is. Lahat ng meron tayo ngayon, okay, yung sa atin lang, may end, may katapusan. But in God, there will be eternity, eternal life. Isn't that amazing? That's the God that we serve. That's the God that we are trying to know. Kaya we really want you to know God more. Because the more you know God, the more you become stronger in your faith. The more you will be able to do great things for God. Lastly, God's greatness is not only immeasurable, God's greatness is not only infinite, it's also intimate. In other words, it can be something that can be personal. Personal experience, a personal encounter. Psalm 145, verse 18. David said, "The Lord is close to all who call on Him." Woo! Wow! What a statement! What a promise! Yes, to all who call on Him in truth. The Lord, this God that cannot be understood in human imagination, this God cannot, that cannot be measured, that is not bound with time and space and anything else, He can be close. He can be close. He can have intimate relationship. Wow. Ganito ka great ang God natin. You know, most people, when they become great, they become distant. Some people, okay, when they achieve something of value, of great significance, bigla na lang naging distant, okay? O nag-iba. And sometimes that's what greatness does to people. Okay? They become distant to others. But not just to others, they become distant also to God. Okay? Their greatness is palayo ng palayo kay God. And yet, sometimes, to some Christian, and yet they know, they believe that God is great, that it's God's greatness is immeasurable, infinite, okay? And God can have a personal, intimate relationship. And yet, in their desire to do great things, palayo sila ng palayo kay God. Okay, so, I believe that, you know, the good news is that God is just the opposite of that. God is never like that. In fact, the greatness of God, He even made a promise, He will never leave you, He will never forsake you. Kamali ka man, lahat tayo nagkakamali, lahat tayo nagkakasala. God will always still run after you. Isn't that amazing? God will always, you know, make His grace available to you. The Bible says His mercy and His grace is new every morning. Wow. Fresh. As in parang clean slate. As if parang wala kang record. Simula ka ulit. That's the grace, the greatness of God's grace, the greatness of His goodness. Now, this is not, that this doesn't mean na, okay, sige, so same ka pa rin today. Hindi na, bago na nga yung grace eh. Why would you want to remain the same? Okay? 2017 na, tapos na yung 2016. Why would you want to live like you lived 2016? Hello? God has brought in new things. New grace, new mercy, new opportunities. Ito, may opportunity tayo ulit to honor God, to serve God through His church, serve His people. Right? E kung 3 years ka nang umaten dito, I really want to encourage you, bring it to the next level. Okay? Be you know, be a notch greater this year. Volunteer. Give some time. Whatever ministry, okay, that the Lord will lead you. You know, I believe that in the same way, listen church, God is telling some of you right now, I never left you. I never have forsaken you. You're going through trouble. You're going through testings. You're going through challenges. I've always been there. I've always been there. And sometimes even if you don't call on my name, I'm still there. Still there. God was, God is, and God will always be good. God will always be great. God is always be gracious. That's who He is. When we call upon His name, He promise He will answer. He will hear us. God wants to be close to us. Come on now. God doesn't want you to be distant to Him. You know, hindi po ibig sabihin na parang si God ay hindrance sa pagiging great, pagiging significant, pagiging successful mo. Hindi po. Okay? In fact, yung success na iniisip mo, limited sa'yo. Pag tinignan mo yung success na gusto ni God para sa buhay mo, man, you will be blown away. You will be awestruck. You will be speechless. Okay? Because His desire for you, okay, is great. There is nothing, you know, insignificant with God. Everything that God has, okay, is always good, pleasing, and perfect for His people. You know, kaya minsan, okay, kung may mga, and it's good na may mga, sino kayo may mga pangarap dito, okay? Ha? May mangarap naman kayo. Right? Gising ka muna, okay, at mangarap ka naman, okay? So, pangarap mo maging doktor, pangarap mo maging, you know, successful businessman, okay? Pangarap mo maging, you know, ma-promote, pangarap mo maging honor student, that's good. That's good. You know what? I believe God desires that too, even greater. And then I believe one day you will come into that place when you look back, wow, ang layo mo na. Pero hopefully hindi malayo kay Lord. Hello? Hopefully hindi malayo. Malayo ka na nga, pero sana hindi malayo kay Lord. Because that's the problem. Sometimes people fall away because their own greatness deceives them. Yan ang kagandahan kay Lord eh. Kahit gano'n siya sa ka-great, He continues to pursue sinful man like us. He continues to humble Himself. Wow! Parang between us at kay Lord, dapat tayo mag-humble eh, no? Ito si Lord pa yung nag-humble through the cross. In fact, we see that God displayed His humility just so that we would come to Him. And I believe that knowing and understanding God's greatness should make us depend on Him. God's greatness should result in us depending on Him. Kahit ano pang pangarap mo, kahit ano pang pinupursue mo ngayon, know God's greatness because when you do, it will result in you depending more on Him. How many of you wants to be great in the eyes of God? I do want to be great in the eyes of God. And I know that the only way I can be great in the eyes of God is to lose myself. So that I might gain Him. Like what Paul said. Like what Jesus said. If you lose your life for His sake, you will find it. The only way to be great is to humble myself. To serve and not to be served. That's how God defines greatness. And that's the greatness that I desire. I want to be great, do great things for God. But it's never about lording other people. It's never about comparing kung better ka sa katabi mo. It's about always, serving. Sobrang iba siya sa mundo, And sometimes our own limited mind cannot process it. But that's how God defined greatness. We all want to be great, I believe. A great mom, a great dad, a great husband, a great student, a great worker, a great boss, a great businessman. We all want that. God wants that also in our lives. But I pray that as we pursue that, we really recognize that it's God who is able to make us great. Let me close with this verse, Psalm 18, verse 35. You gave me your shield of victory. I'm reading from the NIV 1984. You gave me your shield of victory and your right hand sustains me. You stoop down. You stoop down to make me great. Wow. God stoops down, right? Just to make you great. And we see that Jesus Christ on the cross. Philippians says that though He was God, He did not consider Himself as God something to be grasped, but humbled Himself and gave Himself up at the cross. That's the God that we serve. And this great God, knowing and understanding how great God is, let it draw you more, all the more to Him. Let it cause you to depend on Him. Let it cause you to trust Him all the more. And the more you do, the more you trust, the more you believe, the more you hold on, the more you will see how great He is in your life. Let me just pray. Lord, thank You that You are indeed great God. And Lord, I pray for Your people today that, Lord, whatever they're going through right now, You know, Lord God. Perhaps some of you here, you have struggled, you're going through a time of difficulty. Perhaps some of you, find yourself, nandito ka na, ang layo mo na, ang dami mo na achieve, pero bakit parang may kulang pa rin? Baka si Lord. Baka yung pagiging malayo mo, is malayo kay Lord. Yes, you have significant achievements, but God's desire is that you will also do great things for Him. If you are feeling insignificant or failure right now, I believe God is right there. He has never left you nor forsake you. And let me just pray for you. Let me encourage you today. Let God, the greatness of who He is, minister to you right now. If that's you, would you just begin to lay hands on your heart and just come to God. Say, God, I'm going through this right now. I'm struggling, Lord. Okay naman ako. Okay naman yung meron naman mga pangailangan ko lang. Pero Lord, may kulang eh. Lord, turuan mo ako. Lord, i-lead mo ako towards you. Father, I pray for your people right now, in the name of Jesus, that you would just show yourself to them, Lord. Thank you because no matter how unsearchable, immeasurable, and infinite your greatness is, it can be known. It can be personally experienced. And I pray right now in the name of Jesus, bring breakthrough in the lives of your people, Lord. I pray that this year, Lord God, their greatness will not just be for themselves, Lord, in their own pursuits and their own dreams. Let their desire for greatness be for you, God, to honor you, to do things for you, to do your will, Lord God. Lord, strengthen your people today. Thank you. Thank you. God, I also pray for faith to believe for forgiveness of sins. Faith to believe for salvation in eternal life. Faith to believe that we are new in Christ. That if anyone is in Christ, it's a new creation. The old is gone. The new has come. God, come into our life. Thank you that a great God can, like you, can dwell into our life, into our hearts, into our small hearts. And let your good, pleasing, and perfect will be done. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, amen. Come on, let's give the Lord praise for that.